I just want to open by asking everybody, like, how was y'all in ninth grade? Because me, I was really a rebellious child. I wasn't worrying about school. I wasn't worrying about any of that sort in ninth grade. I liked it to be outside, and I liked it to make money. I actually loved the money. I'm very independent. I like to do everything on my own, but I like to take care of people like my family. I make sure they're good. When I was in high school, I lived with my grandmother, and she also had lung cancer. She was my favorite person in the world. My grandmother believed in me even when my parents wasn't. So, like, anything I wanted to do in life, my grandmother made sure that I was going to do it. Any sport, any arts and crafts, she was going to make sure I'm in that. She didn't have enough money to pay for her medication, so I was working at Natural Bangers to pay for her medicine, which is very expensive for a ninth grader. In ninth grade, someone in thread came to my school and told me I was on some list. And I was like, what list? Then I met a lady named Helene, my favorite person in the world. She wound up telling me, like, hey, I wanted to talk to you. Let's sit and talk. And I'm like, I don't sit. We can walk and talk, though. So we walked around the hallway. She wound up asking me a whole bunch of questions about why I haven't been in school and what can she do to help me in school to graduate, I guess. I told her I wanted money. Like, that's what I want. But I still, like, talked to her, and I wound up, like, telling her, like, hey, my grandmother's sick, and I'm so worried about her that I can't pursue school or classes. Helene's still telling me, oh, I need to go to GED or something like that, and I'm telling her I'll worry about that later. Helene used to pull up anywhere I used to be at. I could be outside. I could be at the park. She's going to pull up anywhere. She would reach out with Instagram. She would reach out with Facebook. She's going to call everybody to ask me where I was at. And she used to bribe me with food, too, just like them. Like, they used to bribe us with food, like, hey, I got Chipotle. You ready to go? And I'm like, sure, I'm coming. Of course, it's Chipotle. She even helped me get my phone fixed 1,000 times. Everyone in thread made sure that they were there for me. No one was worried about the stuff like everyone was. Anytime I post anything, it was encouraging. Like, my thread members made sure that everything that, like, I can post anything, they're going to say something very encouraging. Like, I like your hair. I like your shirt. I love your bracelet. Like, they just made me feel warm and fuzzy anytime they talk to me about anything. Like, I could come to them about anything. Helene never gave up on me. When my grandmother died in 2018, Helene was there. I was hurt about my grandmother dying, and I was working at Open Bricks. When I got the call that my grandmother was in a hospital, she was waiting for me to come, but I was too late. It was a fresh start for me to find somewhere to go, figure out what's my next move, with grief on my head. None of my family even asked me how I felt about it, but Helene did. I don't know, but Helene gave me some type of warm feeling that made me feel love. Even her husband, Chris, was very supportive, and I appreciated them. My cousin Taylor / best friend. Our parents was very strict on us, and we couldn't even cross the street, like, without permission. When we got our older age, we started wandering around trying to figure out life together. She went to college, and she came back because she was homesick from Baltimore. In 2019, she was working at McDonald's one day and got killed by a drive-by. Helene saw my post and saw the story on the news because it was worldwide, and she showed up. It was hard for me to talk about it and how I felt about it, but she was always there for me, and I knew I was loved. I started living with my mom after my best friend passed away. But I haven't lived with my mom in years, so it was really different for me. It actually was weird. When I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, I was surprised, I was nervous, I was scared. I wasn't even going to have a baby shower, but my mom convinced me to, and Helene came. Thread helped me with furniture, support, and all the things I needed after my best friend passed away. Helene came to see my daughter right after I had her. She was actually the first person to see my daughter after I conceived her. One thing about Helene, she loves children, even dogs. It don't matter if it's a bad or good kid, because mine's bad. She's going to always look out for them and always make sure they're good. Helene had been here for me and Taylor since she was born and has been there for me since 9th grade. She even has a special name for my daughter, which is Chunks. After Taylor was born, I was a struggling mom trying to figure out how to pay for stuff and give my daughter the things she needs. Helene helped me with that by giving me to Thread, like the baby shower stuff that we do here, and also picking up new clothes, diapers, and supplies for us. Eventually, I realized that I was not the only one who was struggling. All young moms need help, and since I've been through it, I can help them feel support now. Even though I always wanted to be there for the people that I love, I now see that I am not the only one who had a hard time facing challenges. I show up in communities by sharing my story and giving advice to other moms to see that I'm not the only one that's going through things. They know they can have someone to talk to, and it's me.